Good morning and welcome, fellow sovereigns. And I've just had a lovely little lesson on, I don't know. Anyway, I'll explain and you can work it out. So I just started this talk about the fact that whatever we fight or whenever we fight, we're always going to lose. There is no doubt about it. And so the idea is that whatever we put in our subconscious increases in terms of manifesting in the world. It becomes more embedded and stronger. So if we want to fight Trump or fight Biden or fight Zelensky or fight Putin or fight ducks or fight, I don't know, number eight shoes, anything we want to fight or argue against or complain about or gossip about or try and bring down, whenever we have a focus on something that we don't want, that thing will turn up. And the little lesson was, as soon as I sat down to start talking about this, a car right behind me tooted, and there was a woman walking along the footpath here, and they stopped and they had a big noisy chat right like 2 feet from me. So I could have fought and I could have walked away, which I just did. Whatever. And in the meantime, I was just gifted a feather which flew away again. It just fell onto me. And then I think there's a lot of fighting going on, and the fighting can be physical, it can be verbal, but it always starts with the mental. So whether we're fighting verbally or fighting physically or fighting politically or fighting in any way, there is always the mental fight that starts it all. Arguing about this and arguing about that. And I know that there's a million things I've argued about in my life. Whether it's about neighbours, whether it's about partners, whether it's about myself, my body, my world, my politicians, you know, big and small, international, national, community, personal, domestic, there's a thousand things to complain about. There's a thousand things to fight. And I've certainly done that. I was one of five people who fought to get fluoride out of Tauranga. And we did. We got it out. But it's back. And so there were lots of things. And yeah. And it's very easy, I think, particularly as emotional human beings, there is a lot of juice. There's a lot of, what do you call it? We get a lot of nourishment from arguing about something, from gossiping, from joining in with the fight or starting a fight. There was a lot of something that we get from it. And that's emotional juice. And it fires us up and it gives us energy. But it does not serve us, because we end up being in a place where the insanity continues, where the insanity grows. And so the alternative is, instead of hating, or focusing on what we hate, my reminder to myself is to focus on what we love. And so it's very easy to see what we don't like because it's there. And so to focus on what we want, which is often what is not there, that takes a little more effort. It takes a little more imagination, and it takes a little more persistence to hold a vision of what isn't and of what could be. And so I am here to remind myself in this idyllic little place here, by the ducks and the lake and the water and the stillness, and you can probably hear the cicadas chattering about in the background, sort of humming. And So rather than fighting and complaining about what shouldn't be there, I'm just asking myself to remind myself, if you like, to put out the vision of the world that I would like, a world of community, of communication, of honesty, of transparency, of support and upliftment for everyone. And so I'm asking others to join in that. And if we don't have it, I know it's hard to imagine it. But let us just start trying. And every time we have a grumble, a complaint, let us just remember that it's not really helping. And we can put it aside and replace it with, rather than what we don't want, with what we do want. And so I wish you a day of peace and non-fighting and reimagining what could be. Bless you all.